thank you for another time to listen to your word, to be blessed by your spirit. We say we profit from the teaching. We profit from one another again today in Jesus' name. Praise God. Prepare, be fast. Good evening, everybody. Be fast, be fast. Soldier, be fast. Come on. Hallelujah. James 1 verse 17. James 1 17. Every good gift and every perfect gift, can the Bible be wrong? Part 9. Coming down from above, from the Father of light, with whom there is no variableness, neither that shadow of turning. This series minimum will be going to a minimum of part 15. So be prepared. Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above and coming down from the Father of lights, with whom is no variableness. Say no variableness. Neither shadow of turning. Now, the word good there, please, we are going to analyze this scripture grammatically first. The word good there is the Greek word agathos. Agathos. A-G-A-T-H-O-S. Agathos. A-G-A-T-A-O-S. It means every benevolent. Good gift. Agathos gift. Benevolent. Is benevolent. Benevolence. Then gifts there. The first word there is good. Good is agathos. It means benevolent. Gift there, the Greek word is dosis. Dosis means giving. Dosis, D-O-S-I-S. Every good giving. Every good giving. Every benevolent giving. Describing the act. Please focus. There's a reason why we study things from context, from the Greek manuscript. There's a reason why we do it. It's not just for the sake of sounding deep. No. Listen. When you say every good gift, it's more than what is being given. It's also talking about the attitude, how it is given. Every good giving. Then he also said, and every perfect gift. Perfect gift. And every perfect gift is from above. And coming down from the Father of light, with whom is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. That word doses, see where it's used here again. You will see the same word doses in Philippians 4:13. The same word doses that is being used in James 1:17. And that is every good gift. Every, that is an agathos doses. Doses there, that is the gift. See Philippians 4 verse 15. Are you there? Philippians 4:15. Come on. Let me know when you are there. Okay, let's read together. One, two, go. Yes? Now, you Philippians know also that in the beginning of the gospel, when I departed from Macedonia, no church communicated with me as concerning giving and receiving, but you alone. So the word giving there is the same word as being used in James 1:17. So imagine, now, can you see that if you put gift here, it will not work? Giving, the act of giving. So James 1:17 is saying, every giving that is good. Oh, glory to God. Now, focus. You look at, back to Romans and James 1:17. So, every good giving. That would mean, in the process of the giving, if evil is found in it, it's not from God. That would mean, you know, there are times they say that, well, however God will do it, at least let the end result be good, right? Just like maybe you are saying you want to pass a course in your school. Well, I don't, and you are saying, you are praying like, I don't know how God will do it for you. If it will take him to kill that lecturer, let him die. If it will take him for somebody to go to jail, let him go to jail. But God will answer you. That is not a good giving. Are you with me? That will mean we see that goodness not only in the end product, but also in the process. Say in the process. Good. So every good giving, every benevolent giving. That will also mean in the process of the giving itself is benevolent. So he's not going to tell you to fast and pray for it. He's not going to tell you to dance around, to shout Holy Ghost fire 7 times for it. Why? It's a benevolent giving. It's a benevolent giving on his own. Every benevolent giving. It's not going to tell you, I'm using different type of words so you can just put it down in your own words. The giving is benevolent. So, next word, and every perfect gift. Perfect there is telios. Telios, T-E-L-E-I-O-S. T-E-L-E-I-O-S. iOS, I'm not talking about Apple software. T-E-L-E-I-O-S. Telios means complete. Not part. Complete. That is perfect there. Now, this one I talk about gift. Funny enough, the word gift here is different from the first word gift. Gift here is the Greek word dorema. D-O-R-E-M-A. D-O-R-E-M-A. Are you with me? Dorema. So, it means bestowment. Bestowment. Every perfect bestowment. Same word used in Romans 5:16. And not as it was by one that sinned, so is the gift. Gift there is bestowment. So is the bestowment. For the judgment was by one to condemnation, but the free gift is of many unto many offenses unto justification. So when he's saying bestowment, he's saying the benefit is with the recipient. Every perfect bestowment, it means the benefit is with the recipient. His gifts are for our advantage. Write that down, please. The gift of God will be for man's advantage, not for God's advantage. He's not giving you anything because of one selfish motive. We have seen the first one talking about the process. The second one, the first gift there talked about the process of the giving, of the the process, but the second talked about the end product. So the end product is for the advantage of the recipient. Hallelujah. Praise God. So the process is good and the end product too, the result is good. Coming down from the Father of lights. Hallelujah. Father of lights to describe the motive. The Father of light from pureness. Father of light. Father of light to describe a man that is plain. Hallelujah. Say Father of light. Saying God, we see light. Say Father of light. So talking about plainness. Hallelujah. Praise God. To describe the motive, nothing hidden. There are no hidden agenda behind the gift of God. It's plain. Without variableness. Without variableness. Are you with me? Variableness, that's the Greek word paralage. P-A-R-A-L-L-A-G-E. P-A-R-A-L-L-A-G-E. Paralage. That's variableness. It's from another compound word. Let's leave that. But it means, do you know why it's called mutation? Okay, you have watched which movie? X-Men, right? Now, variableness means transmutation. Meaning, like, who do you think can transmutate in all those X-Men? That lady that can turn to anything. So now we know Wolverine, right? His own issue is he has claws in his hand, right? So that one is mutation. We know him. This is what he does. But transmutation is somebody that can turn to that, turn to Eric, turn to who else? This one should not be found in a sermon. Amen. Praise God. So In God, God does not transmutate. Hallelujah. You cannot see God as your grandfather in the morning that is taking care of you, giving you pap, and in the afternoon as a disciplinarian, and in the night as your enemy. Saying God, there is no transmutation. Say God is the Father of lights. Say everything in Him is plain and direct. Good. Thank you for getting that. Neither shadow of turning. Apokiasma. Shadow. APO. APOS. Then KIA. SMA. I'll take that again. APOS. Then KIA. Then SMA. Then when you are born, they don't drink SMA then. You drank pap. Amen. Plus, local Agbo, SMA is for babies. Apokiasma. Shadow. Now, you can just see shadow as just what it's using shadow, not just because of something that is always standing, following you up and down, no. But neither shadow of turning, right? So the shadow is not alone. Now, this place can be white. But if you cast a shadow on it, the color will change. Right? Are you with me? So, it's not about the shadow. If it's about the, shadow can be constant. But this is white now. If you cast a black shadow on it, the end product will be different. Now, say in God, there is no shadow of turning. What is turning there? See that word. Turning should be Greek word trope. Trope. I mean, is it trope or just trope? T-R-O-P-E. T-R-O-P-E. So, funny enough, this word, this is how we are now going to know why you use the word shadow. Shadow is like casting a shade on something else. Now say there is no shadow of turning. The word turning there is used for heavenly bodies. Now, why do we have day and night? Because the sun is stationary, right? The earth is rotating around what? The moon. What is between the sun and the earth? Moon now. It's not the time. So the moon turns, you know, when I went to school, I didn't think moon turns then. Now the moon turns, right? Good. So that would mean by the reason of the rotation of, it's not rotation. This one is a revolution. Thank you. By the reason of the revolution of what? Of what? Earth or moon? Of the earth, right? So what will be happening? There's a turning. So at different times, the same atom, but because of that rotation, at times you will see the moon will cast a shade of darkness. At times, hallelujah. So just write in your notes, there is no day and night with God. Simple. Hallelujah. No day and night with God. Saying God, no day and night. But in a different assembly, there is day and night. Hallelujah. So God does not have different sides as perceived by the rotation of the sun. No possibility of becoming different. He is constantly doing good. Hallelujah. Say, my God is constantly doing good. Why are we teaching this much? It will affect the way you pray. It will affect the way you receive in prayer. Hallelujah. Say, God does good constantly. So, no possibility of becoming different. No possibility. So, the next verse now shows us the proof. James 1:18. James 1:18. Of his own will begat he us with the word of truth, that we should be a kind of what? First fruits of his creatures. That we should be what? The first fruit. A kind of the first fruit. In the original, there's no plural or singular there. First fruit, singular, of his creature. So write this down in your notes. The new creature is the proof that God is always good. Of his own will begat he us by the word of truth, that we may be a kind of first fruit of his creature. The new creature is the proof that God is always good. Ladies and gentlemen, of everything you have been seeing, I know you love the song, I see the stars, I see the rolling thunder, I see, that mountain, Olorun to that one, okay, Igbani. You just look at the volcano, you see this ocean, say, wow, all this came from God. You saw the animals, all this. Only one thing came from God, the new creation. Amen. Only one thing. All those stuff you saw in Genesis chapter 1, they didn't come from God. If you don't get that, understanding Genesis, okay? You have to supply one. Someone should just come to church one day, preach one, and put it there. Put it on the site. Now, I will explain a bit more now. So, we are the only one that came from God. E.g., angels were created, but never came from God. Angels were created, yes, but they never came from that God of constant character. No. So, I say it this way, angelic activities, whether in the new covenant or in the old covenant, cannot be the proof of the character of God. Angelic activities, whether in the old covenant or in the new covenant, cannot be the proof of the what? Character of God. It just can't be the proof. You cannot prove God. You cannot say, you cannot judge God. You cannot discern God by the activities of an angel. Hebrews 2 really clarifies that for us. I think we are still going to get to that Hebrews 1. Because we are not made right now in the image of angels, right? He said we should be the kind of the first fruit of his creature. Talking about Christ. So we are born after that order of the last Adam. The last Adam is the only one in whom you can see God clearly. I will get to that soon. Go back to James 1 verse 19. Hope I'm slow enough. James 1:19. Wherefore, my beloved brethren, let every man be sweet to hear, right? Don't forget, he has told you earlier that you are to be a kind of what? First fruit. So because you have a different nature, and also your character is to mirror something. Your character is to reflect something. What is the first admonition he now gave us? 19, want to go. Wherefore, my beloved brethren, let every man be what? Swift to hear. Number two, slow to speak. Tell your neighbor, say slow to speak. You didn't say it right. Say slow to speak. Speak, face somebody. Say slow. See, because in this, you will see the character of God. Oh. What's the next word? Slow to rot. That would mean, wow. I wish I analyzed that for you, but not today. Do you remember when I've said it in this church before, but I've not explained details. When Bible says, Ephesians 5 say, be angry but sin not. How did I explain that for you? So he's not saying, he's not permitting you that, stop peace, you are permitted. Be angry till 4 o'clock. But once it's getting to 5:30, then cut it. Then you can take a tithe and calm down. No. He's saying, in case you are angry, sin no further. Because anger itself is a sin. Hallelujah. So you are not permitted to, this is my time to be angry. From 6 a.m. to what? The sun has gone up by 6 p.m. Awesome. There's a man that studied astrology. So slow to rot. Why? See verse 20. Wow, this is checkmate. Verse 20. Want to go? For the wrath of man worketh not the righteousness of God. That is enough to prove God. That's just enough. He said, don't be slow to, don't forget, you are a kind of the first fruit. You are a kind of that perfect man, right? So be slow to rot, because in that perfect man that you are mirroring, that you are announcing to the world, there is no rot. Glory. Hallelujah. No justifiable reason for a believer to be raking, angry. Say, be slow to rot. 21. Wherefore, based on this, let lay apart all what? Filthiness and superfluity of naughtiness, and receive with meekness the engrafted word which is able to save. Quickly, let's do this. Lay apart there means that is a Greek word. It means cast off. It means that means there is something that you are already getting used to. It means cast off. That is apotitemi. 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 That's a Greek word. It means cast off, put away. All filthiness. Filthiness means dirtiness. Put away all dirtiness. Meaning, that would mean a believer cannot claim, it is God that pushed me into that sin. You can't claim that. Put away every dirtiness. Superfluity of nothingness. I'm coming there. Superfluity means abundance. Of nothingness means wickedness. Put away all wickedness, naughtiness. Are you writing key point? He said yes. Brasimi, are you writing key point? I know you have been away for so long. You don't write key point. Amen. You write everything, including my. Hallelujah. As much as you can. Amen. If you are not writing, you are reading your Bible. Simple. No time. You are not writing now. You ought to be writing something. You write it. Amen. Okay, flow with me. So, he said, put away all abundance of naughtiness, wickedness. Meaning, you can't be praying for them and die claiming it is God. It's wickedness. Yes, and you should receive with meekness, with humility, the engrafted word which is able to preserve your soul. Now, two things you can see there clearly. Number one, man's action are only, even the actions of the new creation. We are a kind, right? So our actions are to, I'm using the word mirror the real new creation, the firstborn from the dead. So, this tells you that even the actions of the new creation does not justify God's character. Let me say it this way. the actions of a new creation should justify God's character. But guess what? If everything a man in Christ does is automatically accepted, then why do we have all those admonitions in the epistle? Why do we have Ephesians 4? Walk worthy of the vocation wherewith you have been called. Put away lying. Let every man speak truth to his neighbor. Let him that steal no more. So, even the actions of the new creation does not tell us who God is. Our action should, but does not mean you say, I went to a crusade, a man of God said this. That will mean that is who God is. No. Are you with me, brethren? So, man's action does not justify God's character. Only that which came from our God reveals God. We are begotten to the intent that we should be like the first fruit. John 1:1. First fruit, not first fruits. First fruit, one. One. There's only one first fruit. That's Christ. John 1:1. Are you there? Today's your devil. Hope you know. We know when we are starting. We don't know when we are stopping, actually. John 1:1. Today is your day of learning. Your day of learning. Your day of learning. I know somebody will be doing wedding. You have a singing. It is my day of joy. My day of joy. And there's one song in Yoruba like that. Emi leni taye tiro. Please, aim to interpret that. Wipe ko le dan kan re se. Shubam ori anu regba. You know what the song means? I am the one that the world thought that cannot do anything good in my life. But now I have received your mercy. Olu orun lo ba mi se. Yes. Hallelujah. Let me not say what I want to say. I'll take care. John 1:1. Wrap up slowly. In the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God. And the Word was God. Jehovah's Witness did a lot of hard work to this verse. They wrote in their Bible, in the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God, and the Word was a God. Now put small letter G. You all stand at our guy. Open Greek. How do you know this one is small G? There is no small or big in the Greek. The same, if the latter last God is small G, then the first one should be small G. Are you with me? Verse 2. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shined in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. Now, there's a man sent from God, whose name was John. Amen, amen. Read verse 4 again. What is there? In him was life. The life is the light. What is in the sun? Life. When that life enters men, what happens? Light. So should a new creation walk in darkness? Why are you sure you can't lack direction? You have life. So that life in you is clarity. That life in you, don't forget, father of lights, no variableness. So can I also say this? That would mean a new creation should be of a predictable character. I should be able to say, sister, I won't mention the name of that person at the back. I'm sure you will be at church in the church at exactly 5:50. Set up our live stream gadgets. and let everybody be fine. Not there's someone in this church. Pastor, don't worry, I'm already there. And guess what? He's just waking up from snoring. Amen. Let's call you. Where are you now? No, I'm on my way. Hallelujah. I don't know he's on his way to the bedroom. Anyway, don't worry. You're forgiven. That is one thing that God that the new creation has that God does not have. You get that? God does not have forgiveness. We have forgiveness. Okay, don't worry. Don't get it. Verse 7. The same came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all men through him might believe. Verse 8. Ojutu, come on. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of that light. Talking about John the Baptist, right? So, read verse 8 again, everybody. He was not that light, but he was sent to bear witness of the light. So that would mean also that every tool of John the Baptist is not God's destination. That would mean things like water baptism, we only bear witness of the baptism with the Holy Ghost. Baptism with water. Since John is saying here that I have come to bear witness of the light, that would mean nothing John is doing can be the destination of man. Why? He came to bear witness. So everything he is doing too will bear witness of something greater. Hallelujah. Anybody that is not writing now, I will just hand over the baby to him because the woman of God wants to focus. Somebody is not writing. Let me find you. Hallelujah. God is not mysterious to me. Now, see verse, where are we? Verse 8, right? So, water baptism will also bear witness for the baptism with the Holy Ghost. Please write the word with the Holy Ghost. Like I've said, water baptism is one of the last shadows where Christ is the essence. He has always been the essence. Now, verse 9. That was the true light which lighted every man that cometh into the world. Don't forget, Father of light. Now he's saying Jesus is the light. James said, Father of light. Now he's saying here that Jesus is the light. Verse 10. He was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew it him not. Verse 11. He came unto his own, and his own received him not. Who are his own? Who are his own in this place? You think Jesus is a tribalistic man? He came unto his own. Because you have to see it. Because if once you said his own that he came to is Israel, then it's somehow. But because even in that time, we saw people who are not from Israel that received him. So see it. So he came, e.g., he came at a time in form of Noah's Ark. I am not saying Noah's Ark is Jesus. Hallelujah. But he came at a time as Noah's Ark. They said no. Even Abraham, he came to Abraham in the promise of Isaac. Abraham said no for 25 years. Until eventually said yes. So verse 12. But as many as received him, to them he gave power, authority, to become the sons of God. So those who received his testimony, they were able to function. To function as a son of God. Where did Moses get the authority to part the Red Sea? As many as received him. Where did Noah get the authority to bring down rain and save himself alone? As many as received him. So they walked in the power that is not even available yet. Don't forget that Isaiah 53. He said, "Who has believed our report? And to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed?" Tautology. The man that believes the report of God, God's power will be revealed to him. Believing that report didn't start from the New Testament. It started long before. A man that receives God's report can easily uncover power. Simple. Amen. So while everybody was rejecting, somebody accepted, believed the report. Imagine, look at that story. Why of everybody in the land, why was it Abraham that those angels they came to say, "Sir, sorry, we are going to Sodom and Gomorrah to see what is happening, to destroy or whatever. But what do you say?" That is to tell you how man determines everything. Abraham received the report, he became the intercessor. Are you with me? And if you have noticed, before that Genesis, that should be, I'm quoting, so long as Genesis is 18, right? It should be 18. Genesis 17 is when God appeared to him and told him, "Walk before me and be thou perfect." That was 16 is an egg guy. 15 is when he was offering sacrifice. 14 is the famous Melchizedek. Hallelujah. The man that a lot of people are looking for because of what? Tight. Amen. We're not looking for the God of Christ, but because of tight. Some people say, "Today I'm a priest after the order of Melchizedek." Eh? And that we say, "Without father, without mother, without descendant." You are claiming to be a descendant of Melchizedek. Sorry. You can be. If you are deep, you have money in ministry. Just be deep. Be deep. Hallelujah. Okay, I was saying something. I discovered something. Do you know Abraham never did anything supernatural before that encounter? You can go and check Genesis 12. When God made that promise to him, 13, him and Lord separated. God told him, "See, I will give you this." But 14, he said, "I am going childless." No, 15, "I'm going childless. What will you give me?" Later, 16, Sarah said, "Oh boy, take my housemaid." Until that Genesis, when those angels appeared, he didn't do anything supernatural. But do you know, after then, before he had Sarah, what do you think he also did? He took his wife to do Little Nigeria or whatever to do. Better Nigeria, right? Said, "Don't worry, it's my sister." So the man took her. We don't know what happened. Bible doesn't tell the details of all those everything that happened after then. We don't know how many months Sarah spent with the king. I'm saying we don't know. Yeah. What do you know? Or maybe you can just say weeks or days. Amen. Praise God. Okay, we is hours. We don't know. Amen. So, but after then, this is why it cannot be days. Bible says nobody in his house was giving birth again. What's doctrine? Hallelujah. So yeah, nobody in his house, they were all still battle, just everything just remained there. Just remained there. Until God now told them, I didn't know how God told him, maybe he went to the oracle, diviners, all those stuff. Say, "You are holding someone's wife." Oh. I say, "He's in the integrity of my house." "Ah, but go and tell him to come and pray for you." And I say, and Bible said, and Abraham, and God opened the womb of the people in the house of Abimelech, right? After Abraham prayed for them. Like a drama, the next chapter, the next verse, you just saw that, and Sarah too conceived. You think it's ordinary? Thank you. So all those circumstances taught him something. So I can lay hands on these people they conceive. Come here, Sarah. Hallelujah. So that was what he was looking for 25 years. Not God. Go, anyway, I just leave you. Go and sorry, how did I get here? There's something I'm wrong. Good. So I'm trying to say it is when those angels, like from the way I can see it, is when those angels came, three of them, and they now talk to him that when he said, I said, you laugh, say I don't laugh, they laugh. That one, yeah, and God in quote, they were arguing, nothing happened. Amen. You laugh, I don't laugh. God said, you laugh, I don't laugh. And God said, don't mind him. And to death. And he said, So God is unquestionable. You are somebody's lied before God. Nothing happened. So you could have asked Peter. When Peter was saying, Ananias and Sapphira, you have not lied to man, but you have lied to God. Somebody lied before God. Nothing happened. So that you can narrow down that experience to Peter, not to God. Are you with me? Are you with me? Of course, angels in those places, they came to represent. So, a man that believes the report will be able to uncover power. So, what was Abraham waiting for all this year to do? To believe the report. If you see his confession from 14, 15, God was trying to convince him. Say, I'm 75. I can't have a baby. Even at times, there was a time he said, oh God, let this Ishmael, let him live before you. God said, no, Ishmael is my promise. This is Sarah. Amen. No, that's why she's dashing out everywhere. Don't worry, someone can have a baby. Sorry, say that. That's not. Okay, so John 1, 13 now. So I'm trying to explain John 1, 12 for you. That some people received him in the Old Testament. To receive him is not just by saying, I believe in the death, burial, and resurrection. If you, any man that believes any of the shadows, Moses believed that a day is coming that God will rescue mankind from the hand of the oppressor and your uncovered power. That's all he believed. Praise God. Are you with me? Funny enough, if you read that story of Joshua, something supernatural happened there. Bible said, if you read the earlier story, Bible said the house of Rahab the harlot is where? On the fence. But when the walls came down flat, something singled out her own flat. This one is not coming down. How did she uncover power? Because that one, you know, if you see how that play, they said the wall came down flat. But her own did not come down flat. Hallelujah. Praise God. Say God's report is power. So verse 13 now. So verse 13 now is not talking about Jesus now. Born, because he has been talking about Jesus since from verse 1 to say, not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. 14, want to go? And the world was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we behold his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. 15, John bear witness of him and Christ saying, this is he of whom I speak, that he that cometh after me is preferred before me, for he was before me. 16, and of his fullness have all we received, and grace for grace. 17, for the law was given by Moses, but grace and truth came by. Now I am going to verse 18. This is where I'm going to. I'm going to verse 18. That's I just read everything for you. Verse 18 now. Everybody want to go? Yes, let's read. Man hath seen God at any time. The only begotten Son, which is in the bosom of the Father, he hath declared him. Don't forget where we are coming from. James 1:18 said, of his own will begat he us with the word of truth, that we should be the kind of that first fruit. First fruit. First fruit of his creature. First fruit of his work of redemption. See, same John 3:13. So, John 1:18 said, no man has seen God at any time. John 3:13 now said, and no man hath ascended up to heaven, but he that came down from heaven, even the Son of Man,
which is in heaven.
So write down in your notes, only Jesus came from above. Only Jesus. We came out in Him. We came in Him. In Him. Only Jesus came from above. In fact, this John 1:18 and John 3:13 is referring to incarnation or resurrection. No man has seen God at any time. Then John 3:13, and no man has ascended up to heaven, but he that came down from heaven. Incarnation or resurrection? Incarnation. Say incarnation. Good. So, the constancy of God in doing good can only be seen in Jesus. That constancy of God in doing good, where can we see it alone? In Jesus. You can't see it in your pastor. You can't. Amen. I'm not saying do as I say. Don't do as I do. That's not what I'm saying now. I'm just saying that constancy, that unchangeable nature of who God is, don't expect to see it in any man. Amen. Not even the meekest man in the divine assembly, bro. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. So, hope you got that. So, of course, that constancy too should also be seen in all that are the kind of the first fruit. I've said that before. It should be seen in us. But we are not the proof. We should be the proof. We can prove it. We can walk in love, husband, love your wife, as Christ loved the church. That would mean there's a constant love of Christ for the church. Now, husband, love your wife. I didn't think any husband in the world can boldly say, I love my wife. I always love my wife as Christ loved the church. Amen. Amen. Even the one that said that, do you know the extreme? Let me tell you now. Do you know the one that said that, so they want to shoot, somebody was pointing at my wife. I stand in front. I took the bullet. That's not, the love not end there. You must die and what? And resurrect. You must not just die and say, I died for her. No. You must die and come back after 3 days. Say, I beg, I'm still here with you. Hallelujah. He said, yeah. So if so be the case of a man and a woman, it is not good for the man. And the Jude can never akin to that sermon. Amen, amen. Are you with me, brethren? Say the new creation. Hebrews 1 verse 1. Same way he said in that Philippians, say, let this mind be in you, which is also in Christ. So he's not talking about the humility of Christ, who, although in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be made equal with God, but count himself of no reputation, became obedient unto the death of the cross. Wherefore, based on this, God also has highly exalted him. Are you with me? So, Hebrews 1:1, God, who at sundry times, and in what? Diverse manner, spake in time past unto the Father by the prophet, as in these last days, spoken unto us by his Son, whom he hath appointed heir of all things, by whom also he made the worlds. Verse 3, who being the brightness of his glory, and the express image of his person, and upholding all things by the word of his power, when he had by himself purged our sins, sat down at the right hand of the majesty on high. Let's analyze something briefly here. Brightness there, that is apogasma, APAU, then GASMA, APAU, GASMA. He said he is the brightness. That is like an off flash. Off flash. Like an explosion of his glory, of his doxa. Glory is doxa, right? Of his weight. Are you with me? Of his doxa, of his weight. Number two, express image. So he said, Bram Mike, you are not used to writing again. Come to the front and come and write. Relocate. Come and sit beside Pastor Joy and learn the habit of writing when the man of God is preaching. And hope you are here for the night and not just for the evening. Amen. Please close that door for me and bring the key. Hey, Abba, emoji. Okay, sorry. You see, you're about to close the gate of life. Okay, somebody else coming. So, of his glory. Glory, that is his weight, his dignity. His dignity. Jesus is the brightness, is the explosion of flash. Like just to cast a big light, wow, of his dignity. That would mean all of God, you will see it in him. Next word, express image. That was the word character. We also changed the C to the second C to K. The character. C-H-A-R-A-K-T-E-R. The character. This is one I love the most. Character means exact expression of any person or thing. The marked likeness, precise reproduction in every respect. A facsimile. Hallelujah. I'm too fast. Come back again. Character, the exact expression of any person or thing. Exact expression of any person or thing. A marked likeness. Marked. Mark. M-A-R-K-E-D. Marked likeness. Precise reproduction in every respect. A facsimile. No facsimile? That is F-A-C. Then simile. F-A-C, simile. Of his person, of his upotatis, right? Write it down. H-U-P. H-U-P-O-S-T-A-S-I-S. Come on, focus. Why do we need these words? It's for explanation. H-U-P-O-S-T-A-S-I-S. So, is the precise reproduction of his upotatics, right? Of his quality, of his nature. Upotatima means the substantial quality, nature of a person. See, anything you cannot see in God, you cannot see in Jesus. Anything you cannot see in Jesus, you cannot see in God. You can just write down that you can leave all the previous Greek words and go. Verse 4. The real being. Who put that to this? Verse 4. Being made so much better than the angels. Wow. As he has by inheritance obtained a more excellent name than they. Wow. Say name. Of course, name is also used for that is for authority, for character, like that. So, being made so much better than the angels, as he had by inheritance, obtained a more excellent name than they. He obtained a excellent name. Name there is not just the name Jesus is better than the name Gabriel. No, the name talked about is. Is composition. Hallelujah. So don't forget, he is using the word better. He's beyond saying, Well, angels operate at a character of 50%. Jesus is trying at 75%. No. The difference is infinity. The difference is actually infinity. Why is the book of Hebrews using better? Because it's a comparison. He was comparing everything. He even compared Jesus with goats. His blood with goats. That's Hebrews 10, right? Follow me. Don't get tired. 12. So, he has better character than angels. Simple. That's what he's saying. He has obtained a more excellent character than angels. Meaning, God's character cannot be perfectly seen in angelic activities. God's character cannot be perfectly seen, decoded, in angelic activities. The things we do by the power of God does not prove God's nature. Are you with me? The things we do by commanding angels does not authenticate who God is. Please write that down. Write that down. Everybody write that down. I'm sure you are writing something. That's why you are here. Now, it's easy to assume that, well, like, you know, there's this school of thought before to that. Say, well, angels don't take life. It's only demons that kill people. Okay, angels, they don't do anything bad. Okay, I could have agreed easily. But there is a story. It's not even Old Testament. Let's leave Old Testament. But Old Testament, they can mistake angels for demons. Eh? I know it's not about the one that's wearing black. Are you with me? It's not about the one that's wearing black. How do you know him? How do you know an angel? Huh? Give me a scripture. Fundamental. Ah, yeah. Please, get serious, bro. That's Hebrews 1:14. But something is, yeah. And how do you pass understanding Genesis? How did you pass it? You pass it, IJ. Okay. Hallelujah. Okay. 1 John 3 verse 8. He that sinneth committed sins of the devil, for the devil sinneth from the beginning. What was his sin? Huh? So what makes devil? From Ezekiel 28. Iniquity of what? Traffic. What is the name of traffic? Merchandising information, right? Hope nobody is doing this exam this night. You can just listen. You are passed already. So therefore, if that is what defined an angel now as the devil, what we define the rest as demons? It's not the same thing. Don't forget, in Ezekiel, you saw that he was not alone in the rebellion. He drew other trees with him. Do you remember in Ezekiel? So, do we know angel by the type of clothes he's wearing? Remember the day an angel came to this church and was wearing one armless, one and was preaching? I can never forgive for that sin. I can't forgive that angel. I can't forgive the pastors that allowed the angel. How can God dress like Papa Lau? So, if I leave you people for 1 month, come back, you are doing Jean Sunday. Amen. Are you doing family week? Amen. So, please get the point. What defines angels, some angels as demons? The message. So, see this way, I'm still going to teach this clearly on the Genesis. That would mean if we have, let me call the angel spirit now. If we have a spirit that, look at me, everybody. Saints, right? Can a saint fulfill one of the actions of the flesh? Yeah? Of course, yes. Of course, and can an unbeliever too fulfill one of the actions of the flesh? Yes, right? Okay. But what defined him as a saint? The message, right? What defined this man as an unbeliever? The message that he rejected. So let's see the angelic work this way. By what we have just finished paraphrasing, if you don't get that, please find understanding Genesis from part 5, 6, 7. Now, what defines some angels as demons? The message, not really actions. What defines some as angels? The message, Hebrews 1:14. Not really actions. So, the one that is bearing the message of Christ, if in the process he kills Goliath, would that make him a demon? I just explained a lot to you. So, wait for series 2 of Understanding Genesis. Hallelujah. But that should help somebody here, clearly. To tell you why we must be careful with our utterance. Look one. Everybody, see this one. This is the one that made me say, I have to study this thing a bit more carefully. So we don't call them demons because they are wearing black. Don't see any black in your dreams. Yeah. It's because of the movies you are used to. That is why you are seeing black. Look one night. According to the custom of the priest's office, his lot was to burn incense. That is Zechariah. He went into the temple of the Lord, and the whole multitude of the people were praying without outside at the time of the incense. And there appeared unto him an angel of the Lord standing on the right hand side of the altar of incense. And when Zechariah saw him, he was troubled and fell upon him. But the angel said unto him, Fear not, Zechariah, for thy prayer is heard, and thy wife Elizabeth, she shall have bear thee a son, and thou shalt call his name John, and thou shalt have joy and gladness, and many shall rejoice at his birth, for he shall be great in the sight of the Lord, and shall drink neither wine nor strong drink, and he shall be filled with the Holy Ghost even from his mother's womb. What does that mean? Shall be filled with the Holy Ghost. I mean, we speak in tongues. What else? Huh? Simple. He will be under influence. Simple. He will be kicking too much. You will be under influence. Influence. Filled with the Holy Ghost means you are influenced by the what? The Spirit. Now, the issue now is that the Spirit is in you. You can be filled with the Holy Ghost. But this one, of course, he's not even born again. Can't, the feeling, maybe something like that. Okay. So that also tell you that when a man is filled with the Holy Ghost, it's not only speaking that happens. Right? There can be what? Actions, right? There can be display. Hallelujah. The girl like I said, it's not only speaking. Because this one, will this one speak? No. But it will kick. Amen. You can rejoice in the Holy Ghost. Praise God. It's not we celebrate Easter, it's rejoicing in the Holy Ghost. Amen, amen. Flow with me. I'm looking at verse. Where are we? 15. For he shall be great in the sight of the Lord, and shall drink neither wine nor strong drink, for he shall be filled with the Holy Ghost even from his mother's womb. 16. And many of the children of Israel shall turn to the Lord their God. Is this a message of redemption? Come on, is this a message in line with redemption? Yes. So, how do we say this is not a demon? By the things he is saying. Are you with me? That's how we judge him, not of. Now, flow 17. And he shall go before him in the spirit and power of Elias to turn the heart of the fathers to the children and the disobedience to the wisdom of the just to make ready a people prepared for the Lord. 18. And Zechariah said unto the angel, Whereby shall I know this? For I am an old man, and my wife well stricken in years. 19. Want to go, everybody? And the angel answering said unto him, I am Gabriel. Credential, Abba. He must have pockets. I am angel. I am Gabriel. Ah! You know, you may say I'm Gabriel. That one, you say, yeah, the same guy, you know, the same one that came in Daniel 7. He was proven. You know,
Imagine an angel doing like this to you. You slap him. Bragging. You say, I am Gabriel that stand in the presence of God.
Where is God? Where is the God? The God is the angel has not seen. Amen.
And I am sent to speak unto thee and to show thee this glad tidings.
Who do you think sent these angels? Edifice Assembly.
Prophecy. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
There is no God somewhere that is saying, you go. Prophecy name. As those guys, as they were prophesying, angels, they were picking they are taking their notes. This guy is speaking. Okay. They will ask in that line. I've told you, God finished his job where? Genesis 1. He finished, he rested. Man, and all of you, sort out yourself.
Hallelujah. And it took how many years to sort out that 4,000 years to bring out Jesus. Wait for our Jesus. We are coming there anyway. Amen. It's time now. If I say stay till tomorrow night now, you are staying. Hallelujah. Let me round this up now, slowly. Okay, so what does he say? 20, and behold, thou shalt be dumb and not able to speak to the day that this thing shall be performed, because thou believest not my words, which shall be fulfilled in their season. So, all those deeds of angels seen in the Old Testament were the results of their wrong orientation. It was a result of the reign of sin and death. Why? Jesus came to the earth. People too responded to the words of Jesus with unbelief. He did not make anyone dumb. He did not make anyone dumb. So that action of that angel cannot be a true depiction of God's character. Are you with me? That it happened does not mean it is of God. People too said no to the words of Jesus. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. You know, you can be sharing the word and you are feeling the anointing of God's Spirit upon you tangibly. When I say tangibly, please never use the word feeling for I know. I know it's biblical. When you are saying, when a minister is saying, I feel, pay attention. Feel is feel. Feel is something is tangible. Amen. Tangible is not, you may not feel something and it may be tangible anyway, but you feel is you feel. You feel it's like it's now super tangible. Amen. So as words have been shared, learn to respond to God. Praise God. Learn to respond to God. Oh, glory. Where are we? Okay, 20. Okay. So it was horrific. Angels could not function better. Why? Because of the men they were ministering for. Angels could not minister, they cannot function better too, because of the type of men they were ministering for. So, Iggy, check that 1 Kings 18, verse 40. So, Iggy, when you said Elijah called down fire, it's not whichever angel is ministering for Elijah that was bad. That's not the point. See 1 Kings 18. See 1 Kings 18, verse 40. Angels cannot be better than the man they were working for. Man, please write this down in your note like this. Man is the one that should be like the first fruit. Man is the one that should be like the first fruit. Why angels should learn from man? Who should pick God's character? Man. Where should angels learn from? Man. So, see that 1 Kings 18, 40. And Elijah said unto them. See this word though. It's not God that killed the prince of Baal. See it though. Are you there?
take the prophet of Baal, let not one of them escape. Hey. And what? They took them, and Elijah brought them down to the brook of Kishon and slew them there. How many? 400. It's manslaughter. Elijah killed four. So, why should the angels be better? He taught them, this is me, this is our ministry, this is our thing. That is why all those people you are seeing ritualists, I say they are using juju. For every one person that they use dubious power to wish on, they have done 10 physical ones. Are you with me? They have done 10 physical killing before they use one spirit to kill one person. So when you now see place like 2 Kings 1:9, go to 2 Kings 1:9. Then the king sent unto him a captain of 50, which is 50. Don't worry, I'll soon be done. And he went up to him, and behold, he sat on the top of a hill and spake unto him. He didn't have respect. Thou man of God, the king has said, come down. And Elijah answered and said to the captain of 50, if truly I'm a man of God, I believe Joshua has said that before. I believe you have said that before. If I be a man of God, and let fire come down from heaven and consume thee and thy 50. And it happened. It must happen. He taught them. So, lastly, before I close, let's see that Red Sea story again. Exodus 14:21. They don't expect them to be better than man. Oh, glory to God. Just still giving to see. Exodus 14:21. And Moses stretched out his hand over the sea, and the Lord, hallelujah, caused the sea to go back by a strong east wind all that night. So it took a night to part the Red Sea. And made the sea dry land, and the waters were divided. So, guys, those guys are strong, eh? That's angelic power for you. So, they can deliver more than you alone in an accident. Are you with me? Angels can deliver more than just you in an accident. But I think if the believer too is working so much selfishness, self-centeredness, what will happen to the angels around them? See verse 22. And so I'm saying they can save everyone. See 22. And the children of Israel went into the midst of the sea upon the dry ground. And the waters were a wall unto them on their right hand and on the left, on their left. 23. And the Egyptians pursued and went in after them to the midst of the sea, even all Pharaoh's horses, his chariot and his horsemen. So the Egyptians, they followed them, right? See next verse, 24. And it came to pass that in the morning watch, the Lord looked unto the host of the Egyptians through the pillar of the fire and of the cloud, and troubled the host of the Egyptians. 25. And he took off, he took off their chariot wheel. What is that? That's a warning that they drave them heavily. So that the Egyptians said, let us flee from the face of Israel, for the Lord fighted for them against the Egyptians. So they turned back. They were going back. They could not proceed. Are you with me? Are you with me? They could not proceed. But see verse 26. Please, I've explained all this the Lord said to you several times, right? 26 now said, the Lord said unto Moses. At times, it's Moses that is saying to the Lord. Amen? They just put it as the Lord said. Most times, is okay, who wrote Exodus? It's not Moses. It's not what he told you that you write down. So, the Lord said unto Moses, stretch out thy hand over the sea. You know, the guy, he was looking for revenge. That Pharaoh. You know, all the plague he had been doing, none has touched the Pharaoh himself. So, this is where I'm going. Israel is already delivered. You could have waited for them to go back. Then close your sea. Is it sea now? Well, see what happened. And the Lord said unto Moses, stretch out thy hand over the sea, that the water may come back unto the Egyptians upon their chariots and upon their horsemen. See, the ministers ministered Moses' will. Because, 27 first. And Moses stretched forth his hand over the sea, and the sea returned to his strength. When the morning appeared, the Egyptians fled against it, and the Lord overthrew the Egyptians in the midst of the sea. Think about it. If it is God that wants to kill them, why did they need the hand of Moses? Do you remember in chapter 32, when he said that God said, leave these people, let me kill them. What did he say? He said, God, don't worry. Let me undo them myself. So, could Moses have prevented this? Yes. So, because there was a time that God said, this will be their own belief. Let me deal with them. And he said, no, God, no. So, who allows or disallows rot? Man. Unbelief is the wrath of God. A man in unbelief is rejecting God. But you don't have to punish him. Amen. In the New Testament, we know what to do to men in unbelief. Praise God. I'm not talking about preacher of unbelief. The preacher is different from the men that are caged, captivated. They are different. So, 28, and the waters returned and covered the chariots and the horsemen and all the host of Pharaoh that came to the sea after them. And there remained not so much as one of them well. But the children of Israel, they went on a dry land. So that is how the Lord saved Israel out of the hand of the Egyptian. And Israel saw the Egyptian dead upon the seashore. And Israel saw that great work which the Lord did upon the Egyptians. And the Lord feared the Lord. And the people feared the Lord and believed the Lord and his servant. What did they believe? And his servant Moses. So what happened to Moses? Man of God. Ah! The point is that what Moses did, he never knew the repercussion. Two things. Number one, this big miraculous power that he did, was he able to sustain the Israelite in faith? The Israelite that Elijah killed 400 bars over, after how many chapters, they went back to the same idolatry. They went to create new prophet of Baal themselves. Jezebel pursued him out of the town. He was not raking. Guy, only me remain. He said, shut up. There is 2,000 people there. It's 3,000 or 7,000. Amen. So, and secondly, you forgot. What he later said in chapter 19, he said God wants to make you guys a kingdom of priests. Excuse me, sir. If Israel had killed everybody else in the whole world, who would they minister to? Who would they be priests over? And also, Moses did not even know what is still happening. If you are an Egyptian today, as I just finished reading this, how will you feel? Just put Nigeria in this place. Let's put Nigeria in verse 31. And the Lord saw the great army. Israel saw the great work which the Lord did upon Nigerians. Oh, 30. And Israel saw the Nigerian soldiers dead. How will you feel? I am actually very, because at times at work, I interface with a lot of people from different nations. These are one of the key reasons why Egypt are still strictly anti-God, anti-Bible, anti-Christian. Why? Nobody has been able to explain to them that it's never God. Hallelujah. You want to send Joshua to Egypt? To go and explain God to them? Praise God. Say, God, it's not mysterious to me. Say, I can explain God. Say, I can carefully pinpoint what God does. Say, every good gift. Say, every good giving. Hallelujah. Say, perfect gift. What is good giving? Good is agathos, right? Giving is what? Doses, right? The next one, perfect telios, right? Gift there is dorema, right? Hallelujah. Coming down from above, with whom there is no para, very brilliant paralage, right? Neither shadow. What is shadow there? Apokiasma of, what is Tony? Tropy, right? Hallelujah. Praise God. Say, God does not have ish. Hallelujah. Say, God does not have fluctuating character. Why are you doing like this? Oh, God. Hallelujah. Say, God is good all the time. Now, you should believe that in now. We say that in so much in church. We don't really just say, well, God is good all the time. But at night, in the midnight, he can come with a dagger and say, ah, my daughter, what you did 2 years ago. Sorry. You see, God is even calling you daughter, you see? Amen. So, there is no possibility of change. So, and I told you, of his own, we begat us that we should be a kind of the first fruit. That first fruit is the only one that came from heaven, from God. That is God. And when we saw him, our God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost, and Jesus took the power. The same power that Moses took, save some, kill some. But Jesus took it. He did good. Hallelujah. Healing. All that were oppressed of the devil. God was with him. Amen, amen. Hallelujah. Pray in tongues, everybody. Thank you. Just pray in tongues. Pray in tongues, pray in tongues. Pray in tongues. Thank you, Lord Jesus. God is not...